Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
One simple word sums up so much of this Easter Sunday: hope. Hope for today, as the life, death and resurrection of Jesus opens up the prospect of a far bigger picture, way beyond the rush, the crush, the pressures of each day. Hope for others, as we live out the love of Jesus for others. And hope for tomorrow, faith in him, following him, securing an eternity of pure, unadulterated good forever. This hope is perfectly encapsulated in a brand new CD called Hope, Songs of Faith and Inspiration, that's just been released. There are some interesting names who've given of their music with this project: Olivia Newton-John, Darlene Check, Stan Walker, Mark Vincent, who joins us shortly. The CD is also bookended, start and finish, by some inspiring thoughts on hope from the CEO of World Vision, Tim Costello, who joins us on Open House. Tim, welcome.
Great to be with you, Lee.
Thanks very much for joining us, Tim. Tim, where did this idea come from? What's the thinking behind this CD?
Well, a PricewaterhouseCoopers partner now at NAB, Andrew Hagger, who happened to be not just an accountant but a brilliant musician, came and talked to me about 2005, about this idea of singing some of the great gospel songs with some of Australia's best artists, and injecting hope, as you just described it, into, I guess, our secular culture. A lot of hurdles along the way, but now it's out in Holy Week, and it's not only a fantastic compilation, it really has come at a time when I think Australians need hope like never before. The grumpiness in the electorate, the sense of us being polarised and fearful and maybe below average political leadership on both sides of the fence, I think it's come at a really important time.
So this is aimed, it's an important point to make, not just at the Christian market.
No, not at all. And many of the people who sing on it, they're singing gospel songs, are people who every Australian knows and loves, notably Olivia Newton-John and Mark Vincent. The idea of North. So names that people know, even if they've never been to church.
The style, the content of the music, it's quite a range, isn't it?
It is indeed. And the expression of hope and asking those artists to really sing songs that are songs of faith and hope, because it is music that nourishes so often the spirit when words don't reach us. Often a song can reach us. For people in, you know, black tunnels of despair with no way out, they'll sometimes speak of a fragment of a song that yes. just was a spark of light yes. and release them from terrible depression. So in all sorts of ways, this album seeks to speak spiritually and also psychologically.
Of all the themes that you could have chosen, why hope in particular?
Hope's a fundamental category of life. It's what gets us out of bed. It's what motivates us to have another go when we fail. Most of us will attest that without hope, we literally shrivel up and die. For so many of us, I think it's true to say that we can't exist without love. Faith's incredibly important. But why getting up? Because the dark night, which gives no indication that there will ever be light again, breaks into a dawn, and suddenly we are bathed with light, with possibilities of a new day. So hope is a fundamental category at every level. And of course, for Christian faith, our hope is that the one who was crucified, who was God incarnate, the Son of God, that wasn't the end of the story. His life goes on, and the resurrection speaks to even the final enemy, death, being defeated. So hope is the central picture of our faith.
Tim, without giving too much away, give us a taste of the kinds of things you say as you both kick off this CD and as you wrap it up, bookending it.
Yeah, so I kick it off with why hope is fundamental to all of us, whether we have faith or not. And encourage us to lean into hope, plant our feet on it, to look for hope, even when there isn't hope. That really hope isn't just a sunny personality or a Pollyanna-type persona. Hope is often born in the very bowels of despair. It rises up. It surprises us. It's sometimes pure gift. And I think most of us understand that. And when we reflect on that as Christians, we understand it came out of the despair of Good Friday. You know, the most terrible act, if you like, of not just a good man, but the Son of God, and the world's rejection of what he was offering. And then there's the out of the bowels of despair, the resurrection on Sunday. So that's why it coming out in this week is so great.
Terrific. We've been talking about favourable, memorable Easters. Have you got one yourself that you can share with us tonight?
Yeah, I was a Baptist minister in St Kilda, and this is years before it became popular to do city walks on a Good Friday carrying the cross. And we had a very motley crew of people who included people with mental illness and drug backgrounds and street backgrounds, and we chose in St Kilda to do a city walk, not knowing how this would go. What amazed me is just the people we collected as we walked, who suddenly wanted to be part of the Easter story, who would never have gone into church.
Yes.
As I looked around the group, a bit like the Pied Piper that we were collecting, literally my eyes welled up with tears that this is where good news needs to be experienced. This is on the streets. This is people aching for something life-giving. That Easter was very special for me.
Love it. Tim Costello, thanks so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.